expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now, here is your host, Michelle Bond.
Hello there, I'm Michelle Bond, and you are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm real excited about the show today. We're going to be talking about transformation with my guest, founder of Transformation Talk Radio, and award-winning host of the Dr. Pat Show, Dr. Pat Baselli. Welcome, Dr. Pat.
Hello, Michelle. It's great to be here. And congratulations. I know. Yeah, man, you're like doing it.
Yeah, I am. I'm real excited. A little nervous, but real excited. I guess that's normal, huh?
You know what? It is normal. I mean, Chrissy and Brian are listening to the show, too, at the studio. And, you know, I think if you'd ask anybody that is in this business, including me, I get nervous every time I get on air, you know, okay. And I think that is a good thing. The day that I'm not feeling a little butterfly or a little flutter or a little something going on, that's the day I got to hang up my microphone.
Exactly. Right. It stretches you, doesn't it?
Tell me about it. I got the stretch marks on my butt.
So do I. Okay, let's talk about this transformation. Is it myth, magic, or simply God's plan? And let's see if we can jump into a new paradigm about transformation and miracles. If you have any questions about the show or what we're talking about, you can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number is 1-800-930-2819. So first, let's talk about the myths, Dr. Pat. What are the myths about transformation?
Well, you know, this is really kind of interesting that you and I are talking about this today for a couple of reasons. You know, I want to just step back a little bit about this in answering your question. You know, what are the things that we carry around in our brain that would not be original part of the design of the universe, for example? So let's just talk a little bit about the original design.
Okay.
When I say the word universe to you, what do you think of?
I think about energy, mm-hmm. actually creative energy, because mm-hmm. it's from that everything mm-hmm. in the universe is created. That
everything so, is created. So how big is the universe?
It's infinity.
Okay.
It's infinite.
So then, depending upon what book you pick up and read, what your parents told you, what's part of your spiritual practice, you have different points of view about how limited or how opulent the universe is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
So here we are talking about transformation, and I think part of the problem lies in the definition of things. You know, we got all fancy-dancy. When, mm-hmm. you know, here's what I think happened. We got all fancy-dancy in corporate America. And, you know, and I want to talk to myself because I was an internal consultant. I was a corporate consultant. So we got all fancy-dancy. Mm-hmm. You know, we took the idea of breaking bad habits. And we took the idea of breaking bad habits in a corporate world, and we called it change. Then when change wasn't fancy-dancy enough, we took the idea change and we have to come up with something else. That something else became transformation. basically, the reason that corporate America glommed on to transformation is it gave them an excuse to take forever to change bad habits. Think about it. The whole thing starts with bad habits. Otherwise,
well, they still haven't changed the bad habits.
Well, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah. Right. I mean, you know, is one of my longtime mentors said to me a long time ago, you know what? Why would you ever change a winning game? Why would you ever do that? You know, why would you have a super duper winning game, right? Mm-hmm. It, you know, it's kind of like when you think about football. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think I should bring football up after what happened to the New England Patriots last weekend. So mm-hmm. I got Chris and them listening to the show. I got to be careful here. But you take a game like football, right? Mm-hmm. And you think about this. You think about what these coaches say and do. We watched the Seattle Seahawks, who actually should have been in last weekend's game. We watched them. I was up in a beautiful place, and I had the game on my iPhone, my little phone, and we're sitting there, and that's the only signal we could get was the audio of the Seattle Seahawks. So we're all of us gathered around my little phone, my little smartphone, and we're listening to the game. All of a sudden, bam, they're down at the gazillion, you know, I don't know, two-foot line or something. Seattle's mm-hmm. got the ball. They're getting ready for the winning touchdown. You know, there is, I don't know how many seconds left on the clock, but the bottom line was there were too many seconds on the clock. Mm-hmm. And so there's a strategy in sports, and there's a strategy in football. And what you saw in the Seahawks game that you didn't see in last weekend's game is the strategy of time. And mm-hmm. that's why I'm using football to talk with you. Time and life and change is a strategy. Now, in the game of football, you had two different scenarios. You had the Seattle Seahawks, who should have run down the clock till about the 10th second, then hand the ball off, then scored the touchdown. But they didn't. They believed in let's get the ball and let's get in there and score. Then what they did is they turned the ball back over to the Atlanta Falcons, mm-hmm. who in a nanosecond took the ball down the field. Now, why is it in a sport like that, why is it you can go through 12 minutes of people going up and down and up and down and up and down and nobody scores? And in the last 42 seconds of a game, you got 14 points. What is that?
It's the deadline. It's the deadline.
Well, let's talk about it in terms of change. You know, mm-hmm. we got this idea that if you're given 100 years to live, you should take 100 years to live your life. In football, if you're given four quarters, 12 minutes or 15 minutes in each quarter, you should take that long to win. And the idea is in change that it doesn't have to take that long. It doesn't have to be a strategy of seconds. What it has to be is a strategy of the holy instant. Because in the universe, the laws of the universe are ones that say very clearly to everyone, we can have lightning strike the tree in a nanosecond and it will transmute that tree to a bunch of smoke.
Mm-hmm.
We read in the Bible on miracles that have happened. We somehow got this really strange idea that spirituality, change has to be hard. People that are spiritual have to be poor. And all of that comes from a belief or a point of view of the world that doesn't have to be. So the mm-hmm. question always is, when it comes to transformation, you know, what do you believe? Do you believe that you are in the instant of transforming? And believe me, the definition, you know, if you go to look up transformation in the dictionary, I don't know which one you might want to go to. You can go to a number of them. But there is a definition. It's kind of interesting. You know, the definition of transformation doesn't say, you know what? You can tie your shoelace in 10 seconds, but in order for you to change your shoes, it has to be 10 years. It doesn't say that. What it says is that we live in this world where an act, a process, or an instant or an instance of transforming occurs. There isn't any information about it taking 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. We just came up with that because we're so not willing to give up our bad habits.
Yeah, well, that is a hard thing for people to do, the change. They prefer it in dollar bills and coins, loose coins. They don't really they don't really like it in their lives, you know, causes a lot of stress. And even if it's good, even if it's for the good, there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of fear there in change, in transformation. And I think that's what gets people and why they procrastinate and why they wait till the last minute until it's almost too late. Maybe. Anyway, that's what I said.
And you know what? We do. Don't you think we do wait till, for too long? You know,
I do.
It's kind of interesting, the football analogy that I kind of came up with and gave you. I mean, we were we thought we won that game. We thought Seattle had won that game. We thought we won that game. And yet, for those of us that know a little bit about the Atlanta Falcons, we also thought, wow, dude, that is way too much time, plus all the timeouts to give someone. But in the scheme of things, you got to ask yourself this question, Michelle. You know, why is it if you want something so badly in life, do we have to sit down and buy in to the idea that it has to take long and that we have to suffer to get it?
Well, that is great. And when we come back, we'll be discussing that. We have to take a short break. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show on Transformational Talk Radio. For more information about me and the show, go to themichellebondshow.com. For more information about Dr. Pat and her show, go to thedrpatshow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information about the show and to find out how I can help you take epic action for your life or to get an astrology reading, go to themichellebondshow.com. For more information about Dr. Pat and her show, go to thedrpatshow.com. If you have any questions, feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Okay, Dr. Pat, we're back talking about transformation in the myths. And what is stuckness? And is it real? I think that is a myth. And that, well, I think the myths perpetuate the stuckness. So what is that?
Well, you know, what is stuckness anyway? I mean, really, what is stuckness? Have you ever been stuck?
Yeah, it feels like you're stuck at times when you feel you can't move forward.
Yeah,
nothing seems to go your way.
Okay, so have you, you live in California, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I went to school in California. You know, there's one thing you could say about Southern California. It is hot. There's another thing you could say about Southern California, especially if you hear the word SIG alert. You will be in traffic for a very, 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 very long time.
Yes, you will.
Now, what happens when you're stuck in traffic? What happens if you take that route every day? There's no other way you could do it except maybe you go in 3 or 4 hours earlier and then it's a crapshoot. Mm-hmm. Well, you got a couple things you could do. Either find yourself another employment or do what I did when I went to school down there. You kickstart the old Harley and you're right in between the traffic.
So you were one of those people.
You know what? I have to tell you, Michelle, it took me a really long time to do it, and it was a scary thing to do.
Well, that is scary when those motorcycles are going in and out, weaving in and out of the cars. You never know if you're going to get hit or what, you know? It's very dangerous. Yeah.
Well, let's think about it. You know, but when we refer to stuckness in our lives, it's really a different circumstance. It's really a different circumstance. You know, first of all, you know, the whole idea of being stuck comes from a number of different places. And as a matter of fact, you know, one of the things that I always find fascinating, and this is something I like to do a lot, you know, I like to Google the word stuck, right? Have you ever Googled the word stuck?
No, I can't say I have.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, here, let me just tell you now. Okay, because when you Google the word stuck, there are so many results that it takes close to 20 seconds to bring them in up on the internet and high-speed internet. Okay, write this number down. The word stuck in Google. Write it down. 333:000,000 Zero results.
Whoa.
Now, what is going on with that word? Okay. Here's the thing that I love that I discovered about my own life, because if anybody knows what it means to be stuck, it is certainly me. You know, stuck in a dead-end job, stuck on a couch. I was so stuck that the only thing I could do was come up with a concept called crust busting to figure out how to get unstuck. The thing that I think all of us understand and learn about being stuck is, one, it's painful. And two, at some point in time in the journey when we identify with stuckness, we have become a victim. You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we're saying is, I am a victim. I am stuck, right? I am stuck. I am stuck at the 15-yard line, and I cannot score, and that's what happened to the New England Patriots the other day. Anyway, actually, it was more than that. But the point the point is, we all get to this place where we look at our lives and we get to the sense that we don't feel we're moving forward. We don't feel we're moving sideways. And we almost don't feel like we're even moving backwards. Any movement at all would be helpful. So when we're at this place, we are the victims of our own minds.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. But a lot of people identify with that. They stay stuck in unhealthy habits or not wanting to, if they can heal themselves of some dis-ease. They won't take the steps to do it because they identify with that stuckness. And I think that's part of victimization, is you identify with whatever it is you're being victimized from, and you don't want to evolve out of it because it's scary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? But what is fear? False evidence appearing real. So, you know, it takes a lot of energy to stay stuck, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It takes more to stay stuck, I think, than to move forward.
You know what? Linda and I had a big aha moment the other day. One of the first books that I had ever read in my life around, what should we say, around creating positive change, right? One of the mm-hmm. first books I had ever read was called A Little Book, and it was a little book that came out a bunch of years ago. You know, and the book was called Feel the Fear. Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so, have you heard of that book?
I haven't heard of that book, but that's what I do when I want to move forward. Because there is fear, but you just have to move forward. I mean, all the times in my life, I have changed my life, probably reinvented myself 4 or 5 times now. And yeah, it's scary. But you just have to put that aside and move forward because, you know, the benefits that you get out of it are so much more than if you stayed where you were. And so it was worth it. Every time I've done it, it's always been worth it.
Mm-hmm. And here's what I want to say. There have been a lot of books that have been written since Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. This book is 25 years it hit the shelf.
Mm.
25 years it hit the shelf. You know, it was one of the pivotal books that I read. You know, and there are many, many people, by the way, that have been influenced by this book. And I said to Linda last week, because I had mentioned this earlier, and I said, you know what, you got to do me a favor. You got to go find Suzanne Jeffers, who wrote the book, Psychology, a Mother of Two, lived in mm-hmm. Pennsylvania. You got to go, please go find, I'd love to interview her. Now, mm-hmm. here's the thing that I want to say about transformation, stuckness, and time. Here's what I want to say. Every day, we get intuitive hits. We get inspired. Mm-hmm. Every day, there's something that's calling us forward to do. The question that I think you should ask yourself is, in any given day, when I'm called forward to do something, how many of those things that I hear do I actually do? So here's the story behind this, which actually saddens me. Suzanne Jeffers, this best-selling book, got numerous, how can I say this anymore? Numerous, you know, kind of like the chicken soup guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen. Suzanne Jeffers got numerous rejections from publishers. Numerous. Just like those guys. What did they get? 163 rejections. Finally, they decided to go up into Florida, go to some publishing things as a last-ditch effort. Everybody mm-hmm. said no except one publisher. Suzanne Jeffers, the same thing. But here's what I want to talk about today and the message that is so important for me to leave.
Okay.
There is no such thing as tomorrow. It doesn't exist. There is no such thing as tomorrow. You know, I mean, honestly, ask the Seattle Seahawks. They'll tell you. There is no such thing as tomorrow. It's not the pass you should have thrown. It's not the hug you should have given your mom. You know, it's not your child's eyes you should have wiped those tears from. You know, it's not the person maybe you should have helped walk across the street, or the guy that you maybe if you'd have let him in front of you, he wouldn't have hit your car. It isn't all of that. Here's the deal. I knew a year ago that I wanted to have a conversation with Susan Jeffers. I knew a year ago that I wanted to thank her so much for having the ruthlessness that she had to come out and just say to people, get over it. But I didn't. And when Linda finally reached out, based on me asking her, what we found was that this woman who persevered through a very, very challenging career, who was rejected by the world, laughed out about a book, which to this day, anybody that says anything to me, even my coaching practice, they ask me what book to read, I send them over here.
That's a good
idea. We found out this woman passed away in November.
Hmm.
Now, think about that. You know, here's a woman that I so wanted to thank for everything that she did. I so wanted to say to her, thank you so much for having the guts to tell all of us to get off our big drama party and get out into the world. And when Linda said that to me, because Linda she didn't just go and find out about it. You know, what she did was she did some research about it. And what mm-hmm. she found out about this woman that promoted affirmations, that created affirmations.
We are going to have to come back and hear what she found out because we have to take a short break. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information about me and the show, go to themichellebondshow.com. For more information about Dr. Pat and her show, go to thedrpatshow.com. Please call us at 1-800-930-2819 for any questions. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information about the show and to find out how I can help you take epic action for your life or to get an astrology reading, go to themichellebondshow.com. For more information about Dr. Pat, her crust-busting program, and her show, go to thedrpatshow.com. Dr. Pat, you know that story that we just ended with was really profound. And I would like to know what you discovered with that.
Well, I think that what we discovered is, and you know, certainly for Linda and I, 2012 was a year of serious loss in a lot of ways, and struggle for friends and family that are very close to us. So needless to say, both of us were really thrilled to usher out 2012, even though, you know, we weren't exactly sure what 2013 would bring. The one thing I think we did know for sure is in our consciousness, it was going to be an epically amazing year. But for Susan Jeffers, you know, this is the punchline to the story. And it's like this. When you get an intuitive hit like I got last fall to pick up the damn phone and call somebody or do something, you better not waste a second of time. You know, what we found, and it's right on Susan Jeffers' website, for those of you out there who have any, who have read, I actually have the book that I bought in 1987 when this book came out. You know, Susan Jeffers, and by the way, you know, she was a graduate and a doctorate in psychology from Columbia University, and one of the reasons I selected Columbia to go back to get a master's degree. But she died October 27th. And, you know, died peacefully, been ill for 3 years. She has shared this with all of her followers. She died peacefully without pain. That's you gotta ask yourself the question, though, are you ready in life to leave a blueprint, a footprint, a mark, a thumbprint on the world in the way that this beloved woman did? Are you willing to take the chances that you perceive in the world to get out there and feel the fear and do it anyway? Mm-hmm. You know, are you willing to really risk it all and at the same time risk nothing? What separates the good, Michelle, from the very good and the very good from the great is the degree of self that they've cultivated and connected with. I'm going to say that again. Mm-hmm. What separates the good from the very good and the very good from the great is the degree of self that they've cultivated and connected with. To bring greatness into your own life, any single one of us, and produce the extraordinary like Susan Jeffers did, you must first come to embody that absolutely magnificent, epic you.
Amen.
You have to do that. You have to do that. And it is in that realm, and only in that realm of self, is the capacity to manifest the truly spectacular life.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't about how much money you have in the bank. You know, that statement that I just read to you, you can be in poverty and still lean into, embrace this and be this. It doesn't matter what you look like, how much you weigh, you know, what shoes you wear. None of that matters. Whether you have a radio show or not, it doesn't matter. Do you sense there's a level of better or best within you?
Yeah, that's good. There's another question I want to ask you as we're talking about this. And why do you say that we should dismiss whatever insults our soul?
Well, think about it. Think about it. Have you ever been insulted?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, it's my ego being insulted.
No, let me ask you.
Really, my soul's
I've never been insulted. I actually got an email about an hour ago. I was insulted by it. I was insulted by the email that somebody sent me. You know, my coach would say to me, "Put you know, look, honey, put on your big girl panties and move on." You know, that's what I would be told. But why is it? So I was insulted by the email. Why? Because it attacked my character. Mm-hmm. And then the question then becomes, why should it attack my character? Why would I even pay any attention at all to that? What is it about that? So, you know, here's what I want to say. I'm not going to take credit for this. I mean, I'm not the one that came up with the phrase, dismiss whatever insults your soul, right? Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, what happened with me is I was introduced to this phrase, this poem, right? I don't know how I was introduced to it, but I was introduced to it. And it actually is from Leaves of Grass, and it's from Walt Whitman, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, he's the author of Leaves of Grass. And right. and I have a friend of mine that that actually took the full quote. She is a calligrapher and a handwriter, and, you know, she took the full quote and wrote it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this is really the question, you know, what shall we do? You know, what should we do? I mean, if you ever read this quote by Whitman, I can't help but think of how each of us can be changed by it. You know, okay. It's really the smallest part of a longer invitation. And it is about this, Michelle. It is about dismiss whatever insults your own soul, and your mm-hmm. very flesh shall be a great poem, and have the richest fluency, not only in its words, but in the silent lines of its lips and face, and between the lashes of your eyes, and in every motion and every joint of your body. Many people that think about what he wrote, and of course there's a whole nother piece about God and so forth about this and about the unknown, nothing mm-hmm. to know and what to know, and how to absolutely go freely with powerful, you know, and being an amazing person in this world.
Mm-hmm.
The soul knows. You know. I know. You know,
yes.
When we hear about the atrocities in our own country and across the world, you know, we know when we hear about that young woman in India that was raped on a bus
uh-huh.
and died, we know it insults our soul. We
yeah.
know it does. We know the things that insult our soul. And so it is for us to really look at and be a reflection of that fluency that he talks about. But the question really then becomes, you know, if we dismiss what insults our soul, then what does it mean to stand up for what you believe? I mean, he goes on before this, and you have to read the whole thing. He says, stand up mm-hmm. for the stupid and crazy. This
yeah.
is what he says before this. He's like, stand up for the stupid and crazy. And, you know, devote
yeah.
your income and labor to others. Hate tyrants, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is really the call forward in life. And if you step out into the world, any one of us, because I know I'm talking about myself today,
mm-hmm.
you know, it is so clear to me that we have done an amazing job in taking a very powerful message out in the world. And honestly, I will tell you, we could not have done this without Chris and WBLQ and the people out there. But Chris in particular, who is the owner of the station, could not have done this without him coming forward and saying yes to something he didn't know. He didn't know
right.
who I was. He didn't know what we were going to do here. And he still keeps saying yes. As a matter of fact, the other day, you know what he said to Linda?
What?
He said, you know what? I'm going to do whatever it takes.
Wow.
This is integrity.
Yes,
this is the way that you partner with people. This is what you do to carve out the life and attract the people in your world that not only support you, but support the greater good. But I will tell you, it doesn't come without you moving past fear, anxiety, jealousness, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
When we do feel that our integrity is questioned or our soul is in jeopardy, we get to stand tall. And I think we stand up for the stupid and crazy, and that starts with us.
Yeah.
We stand up for our own stupid and crazy, and we say no mas.
Yeah. Well, what you're talking about basically is coming from a place of self-referral, which is your soul, or object referral, which is your ego. And so your ego is one that really gets insulted, but the self really never does. if you have self-referral. So it's just very profound. I love Walt Whitman and his works, and that poem that you read or that saying that you read was very profound and mm-hmm. instrumental, you know, mm-hmm. and it had a lot of insight to it and makes you think.
Mm, it does make you think.
Yeah. So we are going to have to take another break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about your energetic GPS and how different our lives might be if we follow it. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information about me and the show, go to themichellebondshow.com. For more information about Dr. Pat and her show, go to thedrpatshow.com. If you've got any questions, 1-800-930-2819. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To the Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861 or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information about the show and to find out how I can help you take epic action for your life or to get an astrology reading, go to themichellebondshow.com. For more information about Dr. Pat, the Crust Busting Program, and her show, go to thedrpatshow.com. So welcome back, Dr. Pat. So I want to talk about your energetic GPS and mm-hmm. how different our lives might be if we followed it. And What personal experiences do you have with this?
Well, let's start. We got to start at the beginning. This is a short segment, and so I want to just cut to the chase. First of all, let me say, I don't believe that there are lessons in life. I don't believe that. You know, mm-hmm. I don't believe that, oh, damn, girl, you lost all the jobs you've ever had, been fired from them. You know what? Because you had to learn some lesson. Really? What was that lesson? I'm still trying to figure that out. So I don't believe that. What I believe is, and let me ask you, so I want you to think for a moment, right? Mm-hmm. Michelle, I want you to think. How did you come to be what you currently are and have what you currently do? Did you sit down at some point? Did you say to yourself, I would like to come. I'm going to look like this. I'm going to feel like that. And I'm going to be this, that, and the other thing. And I will have this, that, the other thing, and much more.
No,
I didn't think so, right? But then how did you how did you get there? How did you get to the present realm of self? You know, how did you get to look, feel, think, perform, be, and do? You know, what is the attitude that you embody? Well, here's the deal. You know, we have inside of us this GPS system. You know, it is not an automobile map. It is a God map. Every one of us has it. Whether you believe in God, it doesn't matter what religion, but if you believe in a higher source, I will tell you now, you are getting messages 24/7 about what to do to live the most amazing life you have. We all get them. Very few of us actually know that we're getting them. And then mm-hmm. very few of us even know that we're getting them and we're supposed to do something with them. So give up this idea, right, that mm-hmm. it is luck or chance or fate or destiny or some hit and miss random occurrence. It is absolutely not. We have the ability to carve and craft our own yellow brick road, and then to get on that road and get to the wisdom of Oz that is within each and every one of us, not 20 years from now, but every second of every day. Every second of every day. You know, when that pilot landed that plane in the Hudson, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he landed that plane in the Hudson, do you think he was sitting there saying to everybody and to himself, you know what? I went to 15 years of pilot school. Now, let me think. I calculated 5.2, 6.7. What do you think might have happened to him?
No.
Do you think it was luck? Do you think it
I think it was divine intervention is what I think.
I think that's what I'm saying. But what I'm trying mm-hmm. to say, Michelle, is that each and every one of us has our own God, you know, yeah. our own God protection system. That's what we have. You know, this is like understanding what that map needs to look like. And mm-hmm. no matter what deck of cards we're dealt, I mean, no matter what hand, you know, we're playing in, no matter what game we win or lose, it is how we respond to life that's going to determine whether or not the next step we take, the next breath we take, is going to keep us on the path or be a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
You have everything coming from within you. Like when Chris and I, you know, we never intended to sit down and do the Transformation Talk Radio. As a matter of fact, you know, he was working with another guy that I was helping to set up his network. You know,
right.
we didn't sit down and say, oh, let me get a hold of that, you know, Pat chick from Seattle and see if she wants. That's not what happened. There was a moment where things did not work out. Mm. It could have been disastrous.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was a moment, and it had to be for Chris, and I actually don't know what went on from his side, but there had to be a moment where he said, or he heard a voice that said, you need to ask this Pat chick. And he did. Mm-hmm. And I said yes without even blinking. But we get those moments, Michelle. And if we don't pay attention to us, it's going to take us a heck of a lot longer to get from where we are today and where we want to go. That's what stuckness is all about. Stuckness mm-hmm. isn't like sticking in the mud. Stuckness is a result of all of the message that we're getting from the universe to get on the path that we're meant to go, to get to the place that we're meant to go, that we actually don't listen to.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Because you get messages all the time. You just have to listen to them. The pebble upside the head, the smack, on your forehead. It's like, why am I doing this? And you're getting the messages. You just have to pay attention to them. That's your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, right? Right.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing about the GPS system, being an astrologer, I see the GPS system as being your natal chart, the chart, your astrology chart, what you're born with, where the mm-hmm. planets lined up, because that is the blueprint for your life or your GPS mm-hmm. system. And yeah, if you follow that guide, then you're guided, and it's a lot easier than if you rebel against it, or if you keep trying against what you're really meant to be doing, then mm-hmm. that's when you come into problems and you have issues. Mm-hmm. And everybody's got a story about their childhood or whatever. Everybody's got issues, but you got to get over it, let it go, and move forward. Get over the fear and move forward. And mm-hmm. listen to your intuition, to your GPS. Yeah, I like that.
Hallelujah, sister.
How old am I?
I said hallelujah. No, I didn't say how old you are. I would never ask that question.
Oh, my gosh. So, in a nutshell, I want to ask you, Dr. Pat, because this show is about aha moments. Mm-hmm. Can you real quickly recall an aha moment and how it changed your life? Or affected your life, I should say, maybe not changed.
Well, I really have to go with the aha moment that I keep talking about during this show, because it's really up in front of me now. This is really an interesting year. It's a year to grow. It's a year for new ideas. And Chris and I, have talked about a number of different things. But I have to say, that is the aha moment. It is the aha moment when two energies come together, as Chris and I did, to create something that neither one of us had a very clear vision about, but knew we were called to do. The aha moment for me was saying yes to it and keep saying yes. And every step of the way. When Chris and I connected and talked about Transformation Talk Radio, there was no Transformation Talk Radio. As a matter of fact, it didn't even have a name.
Uh-huh.
And there was no website. There were no hosts. All there was, and honestly, this is all you need, is a resounding yes. So the mm-hmm. aha moment that I was reminded of a couple of weeks ago was the power of standing in the conviction of a yes from information that comes from the divine. There's no wrong answer. There are no life lessons. All there is a greater good that all of us are meant to experience in this life. We have one freedom really in this world, and really it's only one. We have one freedom, and that is the freedom to choose what we think and what we do. No one can take away our thoughts, and Viktor Frankl demonstrated that better than anyone in our history. So mm-hmm. the aha moment for me was being reminded of, Chris, his graciousness, his support, all of the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio that say yes, and when you put us all together, we're here for one reason, and that is to help the world be a better place. My aha moment is to make sure that I do more of it.
Mm-hmm. And we are very grateful to the both of you, Christopher, and you, Pat, for coming together and bringing us this Transformation Talk Radio, because it is. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time for things to change.
Mm-hmm.
So,
thank you for all that you do. And for us, thank you for saying yes. You have invaluable information and messages to give to the world. And we are really so profoundly grateful that we can be here to support you, to have fun with you, and to help you take your message out into the world to thousands of people.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Pat. I feel honored to be here, and I'm very excited about this year and the show. So we have to go. I want to thank my guest today, Dr. Pat, for sharing such profound information on transformation. And I want to thank you for tuning in to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, on Transformation Talk Radio. Please join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, where we will explore ways to give you the gumption to take epic action in your life. For more information about the Michelle Bond Show, go to themichellebondshow.com. For more information about Dr. Pat and her show, go to the drpatshow.com. For more information about Transformation Talk Radio, go to transformationtalkradio.com. Have a prosperous week, and I'll see you back here next Tuesday. Goodbye.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.